I would go in the minivan and go sit in the Walmart parking lot and go in Walmart, go get some goldfish and a beer and go sit in the back seat of my car, and I flip the little movie down and I pop a little DVD in and I'd sit and watch a movie in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to escape. It's
and it was inspiration from you.
Yep. Well, you're welcome.
Welcome to Loving the F. I'm Melissa Allison, and this is the podcast that looks at the forbidden and says, hey, baby. I talk to a new guest each week and examine the female, finances, friends, family, fitness, and all the other F words. So join me, especially if it's forbidden.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Loving the F. This is Melissa Allison, and I am here spending 4th of July. We just saw the fireworks, oh my gosh, that the city of Alvin, Texas put on. And Christina Putch has been a friend of mine since, well, for 18 years, 17 years?
20.
Oh my
gosh. The kids were 6 months old.
Oh my gosh, were they that young?
The babies were.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And so we are Mary Kay friends, and we met each other through Mary Kay. We both had our own little business that we had. We were stay-at-home moms, and we would drive an hour to our meetings together. We were carpooling every day, and that's how we became good friends. And so just a little background, Christina is a native Southeast Texan, would you say?
This is South Texas.
So, okay, native South Texan with her roots from Louisiana.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she is my friend that taught me terms like, honey, you can get happy in the same panties you got mad in.
That's right.
She tells it like it is.
<That's right.
laughs> And if you want to know an opinion, she will give it gladly, freely and plainly. There is no mincing words. And it's funny because you have two children. We had our...
The baby.
Yeah.
Well, not your last baby. But
not the surprise baby, the bonus baby, but the same age. And it's funny because I had older children as well. And one of my favorite stories, there are still fireworks going on.
Yep.
One of my favorite, maybe this wasn't such a great idea, but one of my favorite stories is about when we were going on our first Mary Kay trip together, and we're not even an hour outside of town, and you're like, do you want to call your babies? Because she misses her babies, but I had, I don't know how old, a 16-year-old, I had older kids, and I'm like, no, I'm good, and she thought I was such a horrible mom, and in spite of like the different, I mean, we were in the same place in life, but different.
Yep, different.
Yeah.
I had no idea how you could possibly ever even think to go a whole night without them. I felt like I had lost an arm, but I totally get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm inspired. I mean, because now, only because you'd done it, there were points when the kids were smaller and I thought, I get this. And I would go in the minivan and go sit in the Walmart parking lot and go in Walmart, go get some goldfish and a beer and go sit in the back seat of my car, and I flip the little movie down and I pop a little DVD in and I'd sit and watch a movie in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to escape. It's
and it was
mothering
inspiration
is hard.
From you.
Yep. Well, you're welcome.
Like, seriously? Oh, for hours.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember the first time
it's awesome.
In my marriage.
I go here.
We're doing our podcast.
We're doing the interview.
Wait, how is the interview?
Well, we're in this recorder. You want to say hello to everybody in the world?
Hello.
Tell them your name.
My name's Brayden.
How old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old.
About to be my birthday.
Oh, when's your birthday?
4 weeks.
What? And then how old will you be?
6.
What are you going to do?
Go to first grade.
What kind of cake are you going to have?
We don't have any cake out there.
Wait,
cake
for but for your birthday, are you going to have a cake?
Yeah, you're going to get a cake.
What kind?
A Pokemon cake.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, Brayden. I appreciate you participating.
Wait.
Can you go hang
out? Hello?
No, I'm touching.
Go talk.
Okay, go back up with everybody else.
Me and Miss Melissa are having private time. Y'all go play up there.
What? Is that my child?
We are being invaded by our children. It's funny, we're talking about escaping our children. And what happens?
They won't go away.
It's not just children. Now it's grandchildren, too.
Grandchildren.
Children and grandchildren.
And step-grandchildren.
Yes. It's like we can't get away from them.
Oh, no. They're like roaches, man. They're coming out everywhere.
They are. Like, they seem to be multiplying. You
know? Like roaches. They won't go away.
Yeah. I remember.
Next time when... let me do fireworks. Can you get two packs?
I want you.
Yes, y'all go back up there. Me and Miss Alyssa are going to talk. B, go back up to the house.
Come on,
Bray. Get gone.
As I was saying, my first baby with Brad, so my son Samuel, Brad would always say, you know, you change the diaper. He's crying. You do it faster. You do it better. Oh, he needs you to nurse him, you know. And it's like, I had filled up the freezer with so much milk I could have left for a week.
Yeah.
So I finally had it, and like my brain, so maybe that wasn't the first time a few weeks ago, but my brain just kind of like snapped, and it's like, you're capable, you're a grown man, you're the father, you've got plenty of milk in the freezer, I'm gone. And I went to a double feature at the drive-in theater.
Yeah.
I felt, it was like wonderful. I felt just a tiny bit guilty, but not. Mostly not.
Mostly not.
Mostly not.
You deserve it.
Yeah, that's right.
And people just don't get it.
No. No.
Man.
Mothering's hard. Whether you're married, single, working, not
matter.
Working, it is just hard.
It's hard. And when they're little is the best time. And it's the hardest time. But then once they kind of hit like middle school, and then they get to kind of the beginning of high school, I feel like aliens come down and snatch your children up.
Yeah,
I agree. They replace them with some odd being that you have no idea who or what the heck that is, because I know I didn't raise those.
Yeah.
They're completely random aliens. And my mother told me just to hang tight, because the aliens would bring my children back eventually. It takes a while, though. And I think she's right. You got to hang tight with the little weird beings. And it's hard. They try to put you, they try to put you in the insane asylum and everything. That's bad.
Oh, but sometimes you want to be in the insane asylum.
It would
because
be like
at least
vacation.
Then,
I'd get food and some damn quiet.
Yes, you don't have to worry about anybody but yourself.
Some peace and quiet. Jesus.
That'd be nice.
But yeah, they kind of come back. My mom said they would, and they did, kind of.
I remember telling my kids when they were about 10 years old, just before puberty, I'd say, now as you become a teenager, you're going to get to this phase where you think, your dad and I are crazy. You don't know how we raised all these children and not burn down the house or lose anybody or anything like that. I said, but then you will eventually come back appreciating us and stuff. But it won't.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm the stupidest person you will ever meet. If you'll ask my children, they will let you know I am the dumbest person you will ever meet.
Yeah.
Which, and of course, now they're like, oh, Mom, you were right. Well, imagine that.
Oh, I know.
Imagine
my kids
were
like, first they're like, no, Mama, I would never say that about you. I would never think that about you. And then when they're teens, I'm like, you're thinking it, aren't you?
Yeah.
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 Yep, I am.
Yeah, that used to crack me up. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm the stupidest person you will ever meet. Just say
so Mary Kay was a great escape for us.
Oh, it was totally our escape.
We had so much fun. This is... Oh, your hair looks pretty. You did it different.
We're doing a podcast.
We're doing our interview.
Hello.
You want to say hello? Brayden did.
Hi.
Say your name and your age.
Ashley, 23.
Brayden's mama.
Mother of four.
Yeah, four babies. She just threw her.
It's different when you say it out loud.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about is children. I was telling her earlier how much I enjoy when you call me and go, oh, Mom, Hallie's doing this and Hallie's doing that. I say, oh, Ashley, I just
wouldn't know what that's like.
I can't imagine what that must feel like.
That just must suck.
That
must suck. How heart-wrenching is a mother? You must be crushed. I can't imagine.
You're like, I don't know why I even call you.
I don't either.
I just need someone to vent to. I don't need
I told you so's.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was pregnant with my first son, Andrew, and I just went through the Lamaze course, and they showed the mothers having babies birthing videos. Yeah. And yeah. I remember getting home and I called my mom. She just moved here to Texas from California. And I called her crying. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to have the baby, please. And she's like, well, it's a little too late. You're kind of committed. And it's like, oh my gosh. Scariest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no going back at that point.
I still haven't watched one and I refuse to. I don't want to know what happened.
Yeah.
It's already happened. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it happen.
I know you haven't.
Three times out of four, I missed one.
You missed two.
No, I missed one.
You weren't there for a trip?
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes. I saw all of them except Hal. And that's because Brayden, I was watching Brayden.
Licking the floor.
And she couldn't manage to have the child. It was taking forever. And it was the middle of the night, and Brayden was so tired. He was so little. He was like 2 years old or something, if even that.
He was two, almost three.
And we're in the waiting room at the hospital, and he's so tired, crawling around on the floor. And all of a sudden, he licked the floor of the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And at that point, I just panicked. And I thought, okay, we're going home. I'm not even sure how you desanitize his mouth now.
Right.
And so I told her, I'm like, tell me when you're getting close and I'm going to come back to the hospital. Well, no, I get a phone call going, oh, it's a girl and she's here. So I missed Hallie, but I was there for Brayden's birth. I was there for Carter Grace and for Tripp. Mm-hmm. Saw all of them.
Yeah.
I cut Brayden's cord.
You know what's so crazy? I was looking the other day. Hallie and Carter were exactly 10 months apart. One of them was born at 1:08 a.m. The other was born at 1:09 a.m.
You have babies 10 months apart?
Yeah, exactly. Hallie and Carter.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
So Carter will be 3 in September and Hallie will be 4 in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to my 6-week appointment and they were like, hey, congrats. Like, oh,
thanks.
Wow.
That was very unexpected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were...
So, obviously, you didn't wait 6 weeks. No.
That did not happen.
Oh my gosh.
They put those restrictions out for a reason.
Just saying. So 6 is like
the recommendation.
The recommendation.
But really?
It's 2 to 3 is more of the mandatory. That's not safe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never pushed it.
Risks of infection and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't either.
See,
after.
So like, after trip, I was good. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Almost a year?
Well, I had Abby, and it was 100% natural. I had nothing, no pain medicine, no anything.
Yeah.
So after Abby, I knew I was done. That was a very traumatic experience.
I was like Carter.
And so, yeah, my whole theory on that was I can hold out for freaking ever.
I hid Corey when I was in
so
labor
either
with Carter.
Go get a vasectomy, or I can hold out forever. I don't really care.
I tried to get my tubes tied, though.
I
tried. They told me no.
They wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they even
told
me no after
probably because of your age.
Yes.
Well, because of your age.
Normally, it's 3 kids or 25.
Yeah.
After 3, they told me no. So I figured after 4, they'd say yes. They told me no after 4, too. So now I have a 12-year IUD.
With my last one, I said just cut them, burn them, tie them, whatever you got to do. I don't
Take
want any
out.
More children. I was 40 years old. Yeah. I think it was pretty safe.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't do it right after giving birth.
No.
They wanted me to heal up and then come back.
Yeah.
What's with that? We're like jinx.
You're already there. Might as well.
Yeah. It's like ridiculous. So I told Brad, I'm like, I'm done. I have done all the birthing. You can go and get that taken care of.
Yep. That was me.
And now we're divorced.
I feel that. I had all mine and now we're gone too.
I was telling Rue about the story when we found out about you were pregnant with Brayden.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you have to you have to share it because people are going to wonder.
Well, I do now because Ashley and her best friend,
I didn't know either though. Let's go ahead and point this out that I had no clue.
Her and Gabby, her best friend.
It was Gabby's birthday.
It was Gabby's birthday, and they were
going to buy her a cake.
Y'all were going to go to the house and make cupcakes. So they went to the store or make cake. They went to the store to go buy the stuff, and then they go back to the house, and they're driving through the neighborhood, acting like
you don't even
idiots.
Know what was going on in that truck.
Yeah, I do. Y'all be dancing around because I already know. Acting a fool.
I was playing the Titanic theme song with my driver's side door open. Like
so she was hanging out at the door.
While I'm driving, now that again, out loud, sounds like...
While she was driving.
Yes. So with her friend in the front
Titanic
seat.
She had to have
song.
The wind blowing through her hair.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
it is
both,
the Titanic
we
song.
We were both holding on to our doors,
hanging out of the truck.
Driving. Singing the Titanic theme song to our neighbors.
Driving slowly in the neighborhood.
Very slowly.
But then a school bus shows up with children getting out of it, so she panics. Didn't you? Well, the kids saw you getting off the bus because Emily saw you get off the bus. When she was getting off the bus, Emily saw you.
There was a bus.
Yeah, there was
a bus.
Oh,
wait. Is this when she crashed into a house?
Yes. So then,
there was
as they're...
a school bus, right?
I'm telling you, there was.
I'm telling you, I was in the wreck and you didn't even answer the phone for 2 hours.
How would you know? You're rolling out of the truck. So they're driving.
Well, clearly I was alive before that.
So they hit the darn curb. Go over the curb.
I would love to hear your version of this.
My version is you hit the curb. Yeah. Emily saw the whole thing when she was getting off the school bus and you almost ran over children. So you hit the curb. You're rolling up. Somehow you roll out of the truck miraculously. I'm not even sure how that all happened, but now I know because you were doing a Titanic move. So you roll out of the freaking truck. You leave Gabby in the truck. The
truck. Gabby had her seatbelt on.
Well.
It's not like I got out
Big
on purpose.
Fool, she had her seatbelt on.
And the truck continued.
Well, it wasn't even
roll.
On her correctly because one, her leg was outside of it and it was underneath her in this
position. Oh my gosh. Yeah, just, oh my gosh.
So the truck continues to roll forward until it rolls into the side of a brick garage.
It went through their garage.
It went through the garage. By inches, missed a brand new pickup truck inside that garage.
There was nothing in there?
Yeah, there was a brand new pickup truck in there.
Oh, shit.
Yes, there was.
Well, I didn't know that part.
Well, that's because you were laying in the yard somewhere singing
I
Titanic.
I was in the road, and there was no singing. I was out
in the damn yard singing Titanic.
Wait, why were you out cold?
Because whenever I fell out, the door hit me in the head.
Yeah. Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I blacked out.
Yeah. So.
So that's why you were bloody all over.
She got blood on the white pants that were Abby's. You had Abby's pants on that you weren't supposed
she
to have.
She borrowed her sister's pants. That's
that
like
went,
a cardinal
oh, yes.
sin.
Oh, yes. And so by the time we got to the... So she calls me at work, Mom.
She didn't answer. Don't let her fool you there.
Yes,
she
did.
I called her for almost an hour straight. She doesn't answer until the cops show up. Joey works in a chemical plant and answered the phone before
oh,
she did.
Oh, my gosh.
And got here before she did. Made it out of his chemical plant.
I still answer the phone, and she's all weirded out, crying, and I'm like, what's wrong, what's wrong? She's like, I got in a wreck. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you okay? Yeah, where are you? In the neighborhood. I'm thinking, okay, well, who'd you hit? Because it's a pretty small neighborhood. I didn't hit anybody. I'm like, well, what'd you? I hit a house. How the F do you hit a freaking house?
I've never wrecked into a car.
How do you freaking hit
How do you
a
miss
house?
It?
How do you hit a freaking house?
Well,
that's all
pretty,
I can do is sit
very
there and go,
carefully.
How do you hit a fucking house? She's just like, well, Mom, you hit a house?
Yeah, I hung up on her.
I couldn't get past you hit a house.
You're in shock.
I get off the phone and go tell my coworker, she's hit a house. Who? Ashley! Hit a house! How do you hit a house? I'm like, oh my God! Did it jump in front of you? What happened? So I leave work, come home, and they're all sitting around. I'm like, well, I find out we've hit our head. I'm like, well, then we need to go get a head scan.
Yeah.
So I put her and Gabby in the car, and Gabby's mom finally goes and meets us at the emergency room. I'm like, all right, let's have the head scans. Let's make sure these idiots singing Titanic came out the damn truck, didn't get a damn concussion. So they had to run some tests. I wasn't even sure what they were doing. And then they come back in, and I had Abby with me. And she's sitting on the thing, and that doctor walks in, and he said, well, we can't do any head scans. I'm like, why not? Well, she's pregnant.
Abby wasn't there.
Yes, she
no,
was.
Because Abby called me and was like,
oh, no. She was sitting right next to me, right here.
Was it in spirit? Was it such a out
oh,
of...
Oh, no. She was there because I distinctly remember having to... When he told me that, I remember sitting in the little doctor whirly chair, and I twirled around. And I stared at the wall for a whole second because it took me a minute to digest that before I turned around and said, nope, there's no fucking way. I want a blood test. So we had to stay there another hour waiting on that. And he came back, nope, she's still pregnant.
Texas doctors, yep. Great sense of humor.
That's it. He just literally walked in with, nope, she's still pregnant. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh no, how about you act like you actually acted?
Oh, I was pissed.
I was hiding in the bathroom on the floor with the door locked because she was screaming in the hospital that there was no way in hell that I was half a child. No way in hell. So then all of a sudden, Gabby
Hey, it's Gabby. So I busted the door open, I slammed it shut, and I'm all sitting on the floor crying. She's still screaming. Everybody in the hospital knew.
Because you didn't
on.
Know you were pregnant.
No clue. I was 4 months
pregnant. Wow. And how
four
old were you?
4 months.
16. You were scared.
Yeah, scared shitless, and she was no help. No help.
Well, she was in there throwing up. I'm like, get used to that. That's going to be happening even more.
And it had made sense after I found out I was pregnant. Because remember, I was so sick for like 2 weeks
when you were working
straight.
At Kroger's, yeah.
I was working at Kroger. I was sick. We went to, what is it, Luigi's or wherever in Friendswood. Yeah. And I remember going to the bathroom. Abby was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I have no clue. I'm throwing up at a restaurant. She had a Camaro at the time. I was laying in the trunk because I couldn't even sit upright.
Oh.
And I climbed out of the trunk and Abby opened the door and I just threw up all in the driveway.
Well, mind you, you could lay the back seat down. She yeah. wasn't like in
yeah,
the
no,
trunk.
Yeah, no, I was like,
it was,
I was
right.
there was
laying.
Still air. But yeah, but we had no clue at this time either. All of a sudden it started adding up. I was like, huh?
Yeah, because she was out.
I've been so
she'd go
sick.
Get buggies and stuff at the Walmart or I mean at the Kroger she was working at. She'd go in the, and she would be calling me. She's yeah. like, oh, I feel so sick. I'm so sick. I'm like,
I'd be in the
I don't know. I'm like, maybe it's just the heat or the exercise or.
We had, I could have never guessed. I'm going to be really honest with you. No freaking clue.
Yeah.
And now he is my little love.
Yes.
Aren't you regretting the way you acted that night?
Well, you know.
Do you appreciate the sacrifices that she made so you could have a sweet little grandson?
Yeah, I mean, but you know, in my defense,
I never
it was
heard
a hell
thank
of a
you.
It was a hell of a day in Alvin, Texas.
I
That's all I can say.
We were an
a hell of a day.
I have a question. When I had Braden, or whenever when we found out I was pregnant with Braden, where were you when I went to the hospital?
Abby just called on the phone.
Oh, okay. In the emergency room with us.
She's just confirmed it.
Yeah.
It's like I was sitting in the corner and you had my white pants on. I was
You had my white pants on.
Oh, that's
and I was
right,
pissed.
Because she said that the other night.
Yep.
The white pants, the infamous
white
pants
that she ruined.
And, you know,
yes.
They really just weren't even that great of pants.
Well, then why'd you take them from her?
Because they were cute at the time.
Well, like, it's been 6 years and that's all she still remembers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now think about like if they were missing.
It's not, I'm going to be an aunt. It's no. My white pants are destroyed forever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all, 6 years later, that's all
well,
she's worried about.
That's how sisters
she's
are.
Very attached to two of them, of the kids. Very attached.
Yeah.
You know what two?
Braden and Kay.
Yep. Carter and Tripp.
Who? Hallie?
McKenna.
I mean, yeah, she's more attached to the little that little chip squad than you think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That little fart knocker.
Well, I guess I'm just going to piece in a couple things that you may have missed during that because you weren't there. So, we're playing Titanic with Cake in the back seat of the truck. We're going around corner. And no school bus, okay, mind you.
Emily was on the school bus.
She lived the street over. So, no school bus.
It's the corner where you, the house. That was.
I'm driving like 10 miles an hour. I think back, and this was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm driving a truck, a pickup truck, turning a corner, standing outside of the vehicle, singing my little heart out. And then all of a sudden, I was waking up and the sky was above me and I was laying in the road. So I looked over and my truck was in a house. And I got up and Gabby was running back to the road where I was. And I was running towards the truck. And I was like, I remember thinking, where the hell is she going? She was running the opposite way and I was going towards the truck. So I was thinking, man, should I run too? But then I was like, nah, I need to go check on the truck. So I go and I go check on the truck and I went and got my phone and I'm like crying. I'm calling my mom. I called her like, I remember God, just it would ring all the way and then I got tired of it ringing. So I just call hang up. She still didn't answer. She called Joey. He answered the first time in a chemical plant, may I remind you. And, I told him what happened, and of course he was livid, but he was there, and then the cops showed up, and then all of a sudden here comes Gabby walking back with my shoe. She ran the other way to go get my shoe out of the road.
I do remember that.
Yeah, she went to just
She's
go find
friend.
My shoe.
Are you still friends with her?
I am still friends with her.
Oh,
we don't talk
goodness.
As often, but we are still friends.
That's good.
So I get back in the truck. And I don't remember ever driving the truck away at all.
It
actually.
Got towed.
No, it didn't.
Well, just, you did. No, you
no,
backed it
you
down.
Know, not one dent. Went into a house. Not one.
It
oh
broke.
My gosh.
It broke the
The right
the fog light on
fog light.
Yeah, on the
cracked. It was, not broke. cracked.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the way they used to make cars.
But it was a, what year was that thing?
It was a 97 F-150.
Yeah.
Or 93.
Yeah, it was a 93.
It was a 93 F-150.
It was an old one. That thing was
a
tank.
I just had this aha. You know, you didn't know it, but your body was like flooded with hormones, everything, because you didn't even know you were pregnant.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So the fact that you were doing that isn't so crazy. You think about crazy hormone of a teenager,
true.
And
yeah.
then on top of it being pregnant, we do some crazy stuff.
I did.
When we're hormonal.
Yeah, when I was pregnant, I threw
and
all
the crazy
of Joey's
thing
shit
is,
off the balcony.
All of my kids, I didn't. You could not physically tell I was pregnant until I was about 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
I would actually lose weight. Remember with Hallie?
Yeah.
I lost like 40 pounds. I
with
shrunk
too.
In. My face got skinny. My legs got
now,
small.
Now, not with Carter, though, because
no,
little
Carter,
miss. Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, because for it took months.
Girls destroy your body.
But I didn't look pregnant still. I really did just look
She just
fat.
Looked like she'd been eating honey buns.
I got fat.
Honey buns. Oh,
the
my
thing
God,
was
it's been
with Carter,
buns.
She was so close. I was just about to turn 20, scared shitless. I had two kids. Me and Corey had a horrible relationship, so I didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't know
so
what I was
going to
do.
So instead she just tells me it was honey buns.
Well, because
I've been eating too many honey buns.
So I had
honey
an
buns.
Aunt when I was pregnant with Braden. That
and did you know it, you were pregnant then?
I did.
Oh, so you were lying about
out,
the honey buns.
Yes, I found out when I was literally like a week or two pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And little
and
Carter,
same thing with
she's
Tripp.
The sweetest
I was only 2 weeks
bun.
Pregnant. I showed up at the hospital and they couldn't even find a heartbeat. It was barely anything. They said, well, you're pregnant, but you're probably about 2-3 weeks.
Wow.
On which one?
Tripp. Remember? I was flipping out. But yeah, I know with Carter.
He's such a cutie, though.
I thought I was going to adopt her out because I had so many and I was so young and. Obviously,
aren't you glad you didn't?
I'm so happy that that never happened. But
because she is a hint.
That is why I didn't tell anyone, because I didn't know what I was going to do. I was scared and confused, and you are no support. I'm going to be very honest.
Mothers aren't. Even though I was 20 when I had my first one, my mom wasn't a support. She was, I mean, she wasn't. She wasn't even there when my son was born.
She was supportive with Tripp.
She says that, but you know what?
You were supportive with Hallie, too. You were excited about Hallie. I lived in Graham. Remember, you and Michelle would call me.
I was very upset about that you lived up there once I got up there. But anyways, and I was upset when we found out about Braden, but you have to admit, after that, once we accepted it, that I told you straight up, I will do whatever you want to do, and I will help you with however much I can help you. And I was there, and I'm still there.
For sure.
Yep. Yes, and now you have 4 Graham babies. Well, and a 5, and now we just need a 6. For a soccer team.
Well, yeah. Last one's going to be a girl.
Because Abby's not going to do it.
Kids. No, Abby's not going to have any kids.
Abby might have one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she talks about baby names and stuff. She says that now, but she still thinks about it. Yeah, they're kind of having their moment. It's a thing. You never know.
Yeah,
you don't. Where life's going to take you.
You don't. Because I would have bet that I had grandkids before you did. Because Andrew's 35. And
yeah.
Sam is 26. And
I know.
So... Yeah, I don't have a single one.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So me and Melissa are trying to get a thing, right? So we're trying to do another thing.
Yes, because it's not going to be Mary Kay. I'm trying to talk her into it. She's like, no, I'm done. But I've had a, like, I don't know, what did I say, 17-year break on a boutique?
What are we going to do with that?
I don't want to be rooted down.
No, I don't either.
I want to be free.
We need a new thing.
Make the Smellies.
The Smellies.
Well, I don't know
that's
if we even
so
have to
cheap,
make.
It would be
it
fun.
Doesn't even necessarily have to be that we have to make or anything.
No, but the making process is something you could sit and have a glass of wine and have fun. That's a fun thing to do.
I don't know. We just need a new goal.
Or sitting now having a glass of wine.
So, yeah. Like, maybe we could have, like, we need to have a glass of wine in the state capital of every state. That
or
could
maybe,
be a thing. That's a thing. Maybe we should do that.
That's just kind of boring.
That's
I don't
very
know.
Boring.
Not really.
Yeah.
You're not very adventurous.
I don't know. When we go anywhere, it's not boring. My God.
Well, that is true.
I mean, all we were trying to do is get to Indiana and
oh,
for the
that
love
was,
of Jesus.
Yes.
We ended up in here. We're driving.
We had
through.
More adventures and broke into more businesses.
Yes, we did. We broke into.
Federal property.
We broke into, federal property.
What?
Oh yeah, we got videos of this shit too.
Yeah. I think the statute, what do they call
of
it?
Limitations.
Statute of limitations is over. So we can talk about it without.
Yeah, we broke into a federal
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Because it was like Lincoln's birthplace.
It was like a federal state park.
Well, it was Lincoln's birthplace.
I don't know. Well, shit. I mean, we went way on out of the way. I drove too far out of the way to not see that stupid little house. We were getting in there one way or another. And we So we're driving along. We end up going through Arkansas or whatever. And she had the map because there was no GPS back then. We're a little bit.
Right.
I mean, GPS came out like the next year. We're just not that old.
Well, this is when you printed out the map from the internet, and that was fancy.
Yes, that was fancy.
Yes.
And then I had the book, or we had something.
I don't think we had the book.
Maybe it was
printout. It was just the printout.
So we're,
because I had looked at it so many times, I had it memorized. Because
we're like going through, and we had a goal of going to
Illinois.
Really, we didn't have a whole. It was Indiana.
No, we were driving through Illinois going to Indiana.
Yes.
And then I saw the sign for Chicago.
Well, it was before that, though, when we were in Oklahoma, that you were like, oh, my God, there's a Memphis sign. Do you know what's in Memphis? And I was like, oh, Elvis. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. And so we detoured, and we went to Memphis, and we decided to go see Elvis Presley's house. Little do we know, Elvis Presley's house is not in the best part of Memphis. Just going to say.
No.
Yeah, we did not know that. And our hotel was in that part
like,
of town, too.
On the same block, almost.
Yeah, it was
almost.
Little, It was a little... It was dark. It
the
was
same
different.
Street.
It was
dark, and we walked to the gas station, which was a couple of blocks away, to get some food, because they said fresh chicken, fried chicken inside.
Yeah.
But it smelled like gasoline, fresh paint,
And liquor.
and of course, the grease for the fried chicken.
Yeah, it was bad.
We didn't get it.
It was bad. Then we went back, so we spent the night and got it, but we did get to see that. So then
there was a guitar swimming pool that was gorgeous.
It was a guitar swimming pool.
Yes.
We didn't get in it, but we got in it. Then we left there, then we're heading on up. That's when we went through the art thing.
Oh, the metal museum.
Art.
Yeah.
That was close, too.
That was close. We got in.
We drove through that, too.
Yep.
Well, I mean, who knew when we were going to be back? So we thought we've got to see this.
Yes.
We went through that. Then we start getting up towards Illinois, and that's when she rolls the window down to take a picture of a Chicago sign.
Because I grew up in California, and we only ever went to Idaho. So I'm used to seeing Vegas, Salt Lake City, Idaho Falls.
Oh, no.
Never Chicago. Never nothing.
So I'm driving. She's like, oh, Chicago. She got her big camera. She rolls the window down, and she goes to hang out. She
and take a
the
picture.
Map up on the dashboard, and as the window goes down, the map goes, it just swoops it out at 70 miles an hour, right out the window.
Yes, because your mother doesn't drive the speed limit.
No, she doesn't.
And so all of a sudden, poor Melissa, in slow motion, turns around with this look of absolute horror on her face.
So scared.
Because she has now let the damn map fly out the freaking window so she can take a picture of a Chicago sign.
And she's not saying anything. I didn't look. Like, I stayed there, like, not moving
frozen
for several seconds.
She was frozen.
I was like, oh, shit.
And she turned around, and then all I could do is just bust out laughing.
You weren't even making a sound. You were laughing so hard.
I was laughing so hard. We had no idea where we were.
Oh, my gosh.
Where we were going.
Yeah.
We finally found our way to a gas station, and we had to buy another map, I think, didn't we?
No, I had it memorized.
You had it memorized.
I had looked at it so many times.
We found our way to Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on the way back from Indiana.
Yes, because then we went down through Kentucky.
Yeah, and that's when
Lincoln's.
We started signs saying Lincoln's birthplace, 16 miles. Well, that's not far, one would think. No. Hours. We drive for hours to drive this stupid 16 miles.
I think it's an Amish mile, though.
It's got to be. That's true. We did see some Amish. We finally get to this place that's Lincoln's birthplace, and the stupid gates are closed. And it's cold, and it was drizzly.
Yes.
And I was in the minivan.
Right.
I had a minivan.
Yes, we were in a minivan.
I do recall that.
Yeah, you had the little TV in it.
Yes,
and
because
I got,
you sat back there
back and watched.
So, since it's closed, we decide it might be a good idea to just leave the van running.
Yeah.
Because we might have to run.
Right.
So we leave the van running. We climb a fence.
Well, in all fairness, it was just a metal gate.
Yeah.
Like a cattle gate.
So we managed to get through that. We go in, and I had a video recorder. So there's a video of this somewhere, of us running. It's like Blair Witch Project, because we couldn't breathe. The air's real thick. It was cold. We're running. And then we run and run and run, and we finally get over there, and then we see two
little
three little bitty bitty cabins. I mean, they're not even big enough. I don't even
like
what they were used
sheds.
For. Honestly, like a shed, exactly. And it's, you know, this is Lincoln's birthplace. So in the video, because now we have,
we don't know which
it's
one
closed,
it is.
So we have no one to ask any questions. So we're just videoing one of these is the birthplace of Lincoln. We don't know which one, but it's one of these.
It's one of these.
So I'm videoing, and then all of a sudden Melissa goes, the light in the office just turned on. I was like, shit, we gotta go. We could get arrested. So all of a sudden, here's me and her again.
running and
we're laughing at the same time. And you had on boots.
I had slick shoes on. I don't know what they were.
Because you fell.
She
slipped. And Peter saw.
I did. I peed my pants. I was laughing so hard, running, and I slipped. That is too much for a woman's bladder to take.
She's just laying there. She goes, I pee. I'm like, get up. We're going to get arrested. All this is on video.
We have it still.
Yes, it's hilarious. So she finally gets up. We're still both just crying, laughing, and running, crying, laughing. And she's like, I'm cold. My pants are wet.
We had to go to McDonald's so I could change my clothes. And then we're like, what town are we in? Like, we don't even know where we are.
At that point, we didn't even know what state we were in.
We didn't.
By the time we found a McDonald's and got there, and she went in to go change clothes, and this man was standing there, and I remember going, can you tell me what state this is?
Oh,
and he's like, I don't even remember where we were.
I don't.
It was hilarious though, but yeah, we were like, she's like, do you know where we're? No. No. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we didn't even know what state we were in at that point.
And then when we were in Alabama, we woke up, the electricity was all out.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was one adventure. And then I had a tooth go really super bad.
Yeah, she was
I was in
so
much
pain.
So your mom's doing all the driving because I'm only taking half of Vicodin because I only have, I don't know how many, but I'm like, I got to make these last. And we get to New Orleans, and we're in the French Quarter, and I am so tired of being in pain. I'm like, I'm taking two. I don't care. And when those things kicked in, I was like, I love you, Christina.
Yeah. We got on the ferry boat, and we were standing at the back of the boat, and you can see the water and stuff. She's like, wow.
It was cool.
She was...
Oh, and those beignets.
Look at the water. I was like... You're messed up, and we're going to my grandma's house.
No, you insisted we have to go through this aqua thing.
Yes,
museum.
We did.
And we did, and the sharks, the whole spiel.
Yes, we did. I can't believe you remember it.
Oh, I do remember it. It was a blast. We petted a shark.
Yes, we did.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we did. It was. That really happened. It wasn't her drugs.
Yeah, it wasn't the drugs.
Oh, no, I just meant on top of the drugs.
So we
got
a bomb experience.
It was. Absolutely.
So we get to Grandma's, and we stayed there. Then we woke up the next morning, and we go to leave, and we get on I-10, and there is so much traffic on I-10. There was a wreck. We were like, plum ass just stopped. People are out of their cars on the highway. So me and her are just sitting in the minivan, like, what the hell? And then we look over to the right over here, and there was, you know, a big ditch and a bunch of trees, and then beyond the trees was a golf course.
Mm-hmm. With, like, golf balls everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, it had snowed golf balls.
It did. So we're just sitting there bored, and she's sitting in the passenger seat, and I'm like, Melissa, I dare you to go steal a golf ball.
She looked like me running after
and
that
she
Pokemon.
Goes, yes. She goes, okay. So here's Melissa. She jumps out of the van, draws through the ditch, through the woods, takes off running, and then she comes running back with a golf ball with her arm high up in the air like she has just got the biggest prize, running back. Woo!
Cars are honking
at her, and she comes running back and jumps in the van. We're laughing our asses off, and she's like, I got the golf ball! Yeah.
Crazy.
That was entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was fun. That's what happens when mothers who are locked with their kids for too long.
Yeah.
When they finally get out.
No lie.
No lie.
Yeah,
no
we had, lie. That was probably the best trip I've ever been on in my life.
It was
so random.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a goal, go to Indiana and back.
Yes.
And it went
hey,
so everywhere
else. Hey, we wrote
else.
our name on Graceland's
wall.
Yes.
We sure did.
Yep. The big
That's
rock
cool.
fence.
Yes.
Along with the thousands of other people who wrote their name on it.
We sure did.
You could jump a fence after you had kids.
Yes. You can crawl. Crime.
I
had to jump grandma's fence earlier. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
It's not as impressive as it sounds. It was only up to our waist.
Oh, no.
That was like...
Grandma's fence is up here, and I thought I was going to be slick and throw my leg over and just kind of maneuver, like fall. Now I realized how short my legs were at that point in time. So I got a leg up there, and my ankle's just barely sitting on it.
Oh!
All right, that ain't going to work. So I tried to go, and I finally found a sturdy part of the fence on the back side where it's like a fence here, and then it goes through right here on the neighbor's side. So I like put my foot right here and I put another foot on the fence and I tried, then my leg got stuck, and I needed motivation to be able to jump the fence, so I threw my phone on the other side while Adam's on the phone.
So that's motivation. I threw my phone.
So Adam's on speaker, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
I'm stuck. So man, my leg hurts so bad, and I literally fell onto the ground, and I'm just hollering across the yard, I did it!
I hear
Adam laughing. So I went inside, and the door was locked. Oh. Tried to go around, and I finally laid on the bed, and all of a sudden you hear Addie in the background, is Mom still stuck on a fence?
They're of no help.
Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, no, I got it, thanks.
I thought I broke the fence.
I didn't even want to turn around and look because I felt it dip down when I fell off, and I was like, shit, I don't even want to know if it broke. I really don't.
So yeah.
Adam drove by and he was like, by the way, the fence isn't broke.
Yay.
Right?
Those chain link fences are
pretty
sturdy. Oh, my big butt, so I rolled right off.
That's what I'm talking about. Roll, baby, roll.
Yeah.
I don't have cool stories like that.
You haven't lived as long as we have.
No, I haven't.
You just wait.
The past 6-ish years have been kind of...
We were in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was 37.
Only I was probably about 35. Yeah. We're just a couple years apart. Yeah.
The only thing fun I've ever done like that was Danny's birthday that one year that they made me leave my truck there. You remember that? Danny's like 18th birthday.
The one where I had to go get Danny?
No, that was Troy's graduation.
The one where I had to go get Danny?
That was Troy's graduation party.
Oh, yeah, that was
right. That was bad.
Poor Danny.
I know. And he's such an ass now.
Eh.
Well, you know.
Life experiences.
Yeah.
That's like when Dad calls me the B word, and I'm like, thank you. It took me years to get here.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's like
years of practice.
When I was 21, I broke down crying when a man called me. This man I didn't even really know called me a bitch, and I just started crying.
Oh,
and
no.
Now you call me that. It's like, thank you.
That's how I feel. I'm like, you know what? It took me years of practice to get here.
If they call me a slut or a whore, I mean, any of those derogatory remarks, thank you.
It took years of practice to get here.
Yep.
This didn't happen overnight.
Yep. It's like, you know, how we try to happen overnight.
We had to work at this.
Well, you do. Because it's like, okay, now we're going to get a little bit controversial, but the shaming and oppression of women, you know, mm-hmm. to try to keep us in a box, to try to keep us in control, make us behave nice. It's like nice girls don't do that, but boys are encouraged to be wild and crazy, you know. Yeah. And so for girls to do that, it's unbecoming, you know.
Nope.
And so it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I remember, my kids don't know this yet. I'm waiting until the last one turns 18. But I remember when I was 12 years old, I took off with my family car.
Yeah.
At first, I was just backing up and down the driveway. And then I pulled alongside the sidewalk. And nobody's noticing. It's a Sunday. Nobody's coming out and screaming at me and stuff. So then I'm driving around the block. Pretty soon, I'm getting on the I-5. And driving 30 minutes at 12, driving 30 minutes to Disneyland. I drive into the Disneyland parking lot. I have no money to get in, and I'm still in my nightgown. I mean, it's like
the
morning.
You made it to Disneyland?
I made it to Disneyland and back. I almost got home, but my parents finally figured out what was going on and got in my dad's truck and were looking for me. And he was like, I saw their eyes. We were at a stoplight facing each other. And I'm like, I was in the left-hand turn lane, so I turn left, I pull over, my mom gets in the car, my dad takes the car, I don't remember, I just remember being scared. My next memory is being face down on my parents' bed. My dad's leaning against the door to the bathroom in the master bath, and my mom's got a fly swatter spanking my butt. It doesn't hurt. I'm not afraid of my mom. She's spanking, and he's like, my dad starts talking, I look at him as my mom's spanking me with the fly swatter, and he's like, here, Marie, let me show you how to do it. I start screaming. I'm like, no, no. you know. I was on restriction all summer long, had to do dishes, had to mow the lawn. It was like, and no play, no nothing. I was down for the count. Well,
Jesus, Lord.
That Saturday, because I was 12, we had to take the NRA rifle safety course. So we would go every Saturday to the sheriff's rifle range and shoot. My dad is bragging to the sheriffs and police officers who run those shooting range about how I took the off car of the car. And he's like, he's laughing and smiling. I'm like, he sounds happy about that. And I think that was one of the proudest moments he had of me as a kid anyway, that I had the spunk and the cojones to do something that crazy. Because boys are always encouraged to do that. But typically, girls are supposed to be nice and sweet and, you know.
12. That was pretty good.
12, I know. Now you know why my kids don't know until they're all 18. Cause
can I tell you a story now that we're years past this?
Oh, I want to hear it. Does she know?
I'm going to regret this. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's hear it.
So when y'all first got that black truck, the Ford?
Yeah, my diesel.
Yes. And y'all got the camper. And you and Joey decided to leave me home by myself one weekend when y'all took the camper and the truck and went on your way. I took your Camaro.
Oh, shit.
And a fucking big group of us all went to St. Louis Pass in Galveston. The one in between Galveston and Surfside.
How old were you?
17. I was 17.
Oh, so you had a driver's license.
Oh, yeah, I had a driver's license.
Where was B?
But this was a brand new. You had him. You and Dad and Abby all went camping. Y'all went somewhere. I don't know, but y'all took him.
Okay.
Because it was me.
And you got my car.
And I had stressing you out. You don't even have the car She's anymore. That's why I can tell you because you don't even have the car anymore.
I can't breathe.
So there's this big group of us. I kid you not, like 30 cars.
It was a limited edition Camaro Super Sport.
Super Sport.
Oh,
lime
my gosh.
Green sunroof. Man, it was nice.
It was. So, if it came with the option, it had it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I had the light up. Anyways, I'm stressing you out. So I was the back of the pack because I had the coolest car. So the coolest car was in the front and the coolest car was in the back. And I remember Tyler Green had just gotten his Charger. So he was in the front and I was in the back with the Camaro. And I was the one that got pulled over.
You got pulled over?
Yes.
And did you get a ticket?
Oh, no. We were all going 80 in a 30.
Oh.
And, stop biting your nails. You just got them done. So all of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror. I just fucking started bawling. I am bawling. And my friend sitting in the passenger seat, she didn't even know what was going on. She had no clue we were getting pulled over. I'm just ridiculously crying. So I pull over. And I put myself together. And back to your whole women thing, uh-huh. I'm in a bathing suit.
Oh.
And the cop is a man.
Yes.
So I got out of this ticket. So he walks up and...
And you're crying. A girl crying in a bathing suit.
Oh, yeah. So I put myself together a little bit, but it was very clear that I had been crying. I mean, my eyes were bloodshot.
Yeah.
So he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, because I'm going as fast as everyone in front of me. I was trying not to be a smartass, but I was pointing something out, something very obvious. There are 30 of us, and we're all going the same speed. Right.
This is life in Texas, by the way.
So he goes, you realize you were going over double the speed limit. Double the speed limit is a felony in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is.
So,
well, and isn't that like 120 or something?
No, the speed limit was 30, so I was going, I was going 80.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So... pulls me over and I'm just trying to hold myself together and he says, why were you going that fast? I completely ignored his question and I told him the truth about everything. This is my mama's car. They went out of town. She has no clue I have it. He was like, well, is it insured? I said, yes, it's insured. I have an insurance policy. I am on the car. Everything is fine. And he just starts laughing uncontrollably. And he starts laughing, so I start crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm confused. Why the hell are you laughing? So I'm crying my eyes out. And he's like, you need to be careful. And he goes, and if I can give you a piece of advice, do not take this car on the beach. I called Tyler, and I turned around, and I went home, and I was crying the whole time. So the whole 30 cars turned around and came all the way back to our house in Camp Mohawk. There was cars all in front of the house, all down the driveway. They were parked freaking everywhere across the street. That's whatever Mr. Bro told y'all, that I had a party.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a party. We were cleaning out their vehicles. There was nobody at the house. now that I can explain this to you, because I couldn't explain it to you.
Someone's underwear was in the damn backyard.
I can't explain that.
They were probably... I can't explain
that.
Come and clean.
I'm like, someone's underwear were
they
in the backyard.
Mine. I know where to put my underwear. So, not me.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's... I was afraid you were going to say it got stuck.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I got pulled over and I almost went to jail for a felony.
Because you can't tow those.
Oh, no. No, I got pulled over and that cop, he was just like, wow. He was like, go home. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I told him, I said, your eyes are so pretty. I just remember complimenting him and telling him how much I told
you
him
are
I loved
so much
I
like
told
your
him
mother.
I loved him. I remember telling him I loved him. I love you.
Thank
you.
I just love you.
He's just laughing. I'm crying.
Yeah, that's how I taught her one time. She was.
Take me home.
I had a flat tire seat, and that's why she said, you're like me. Oh. I had a flat tire at the dance school. You guys, when we were in dance, y'all were dancing in Friendswood, and one of the tires were flat, and she was like, she's like, what are you
this
doing?
This is a lesson. Let me just preface this story.
These are all what not
this is
do.
How women, no, this is how Southern women do things.
Oh, yeah.
Because I come from pioneer stock, you know, where you figure things out and do it all yourself. This is how Southern women do it. Okay, go ahead.
Why?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Look at her. She says the same thing.
I had a flat tire. Remember, I had to call Ryan. Ryan came over here and changed it for me. I couldn't break a nail.
Hell no. So I'm sitting.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I know how, but if someone's willing to do it for me, then by all means.
Thank you. See, there's
okay. There you go. In a nutshell, that's the whole story. Okay. Well, I'll tell the story.
Yeah.
So I'm calling her. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, the girls are in dance class, and this guy's changing my tire. I'm like, don't you know how to change your own tire? Of course I do. I'm like, well, and why would I do it when a perfectly healthy man is here and willing to do it for me?
Exactly.
It's like,
thank you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like here I'm like. I remember when we moved to the house in Utah from here, and I was 39 years old, and I told Brad, because I did, Joey, because I did everything around the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes the car. And when we moved to Utah, I'm like, I'm done. This body was not made for all this hard work. I'm done. I just want to be a woman. And for me, that means that I'm not laying down tile and fixing plaster on the walls and hauling broken freezers to the dump, you know?
Oh my gosh, I remember when you put a new commode in your house.
Yes, well that's what I was gonna say. Our house here in Texas,
yes.
He would not lift the commode. He's like, I don't
because
know how.
I do. I remember
so Joey
asking.
Came mm-hmm. and lifted the commode and put it the whole thing in the toilet. He didn't take the tank off like everybody else does. He's just a strong guy and puts it in the tub. And so I tiled the whole bathroom,
yep.
And then Brad won't put it back. He's like, I got to read up on it. I don't know how stuff. I remember laying in bed crying because I'm having a party that weekend, a Mary Kay party that weekend. And I'm like crying to God, like, why? Please just make him do it. Like, he can do it. And this little voice kept coming to me saying, you can do it. And it's like, that is a whole commode, a porcelain commode. I cannot pick up that whole thing up out of the toilet. I don't just have to drag it. I have to lift it up and then put it down.
That's true.
And so finally I got tired of arguing with God and I'm like, fine. And this is when I haven't had sleep for 3 days. Because if you remember, I picked up the toilet, I sat it down, I caulked it, cleaned it, all of that other stuff. And then I drove all the way to Candy's where you were because I was so high from sitting in the toilet. That's when I realized I'm freaking Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That's the name of my team. We are Wonder Woman. We are superheroes. We are like unstoppable because if I can do that, I mean, it's only sitting in a toilet. But when you haven't done something, it's like breaking this barrier of like what you think is possible.
I know.
So I realized in that moment I didn't need him anymore.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, do we know how? Yes.
Yes. You know how to do all of it.
If I have to, I would do it.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm stuck in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, with buzzards flying in circles over me,
I will lay and
waiting
cry.
To eat my eyeballs.
I will lay and cry.
Okay. If we're at that point where I'm having to wait and just like, okay, eyeballs, change tire. Okay, so I will change the tire.
That's right.
To sacrifice keeping the eyeballs.
That's right.
Short of that.
Priorities.
Short of that, someone is bound to come.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I found this one. And he can do everything.
What?
From construction to car work to, I mean,
yeah, so how did you meet him? This is her boyfriend. And he's really cute, by the way.
Her baby dad's best friend.
It's my children's dad's childhood friend.
Oh, wow.
So they're 30 years old, and they've been best friends since they were about six.
Right up till about 6 months ago.
Until about 6 months ago.
And you've been together 6 months?
We got together March 25th of last year.
Oh.
And he went to prison in June.
Uh-huh. Had to go take care of his...
He had to go take care of some things that were... They were back from 2013, and I was pregnant, so he wanted to get it taken care of so he could be here for all of us.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about having...
And not have to worry about going to jail or anything like that, because he had people holding it over his head.
Right.
So he went to care of his business. So he
good for him.
And he got out the day before my birthday this year. He got released on March 4th, and I drove to Huntsville and went and got him. My birthday is March 5th, so... Mm-hmm. So, and then... Here we are, but I mean, yeah, no, he can do anything. He does cars, houses, outside of the houses, whatever you can think of, he got it.
Now, see, I awesome. Joke around that if a man changed my oil, I'd be all over him. I'd be like, what do you want, honey? Can I even, do you want nice. A steak dinner?
It's
can
nice.
I rub your shoulders?
Oh, so I don't, that starts hurting your thumbs.
No,
after
see, you
a
can't
while.
Offer all that. You have the wrong mindset. You have to expect that shit. You don't have to offer
no,
up
that's.
Because
oh,
if
no.
you no,
you start offering yeah. up rewards and shit,
then they're
going to
start
taking
then
it.
Then they're
oh,
going to expect
yes.
it.
No, no.
Because what happens no. when they just got done building the fence and your feet hurt? You don't want to sit and rub their back. You want them to rub your feet.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. No, you, no, you yeah. see who we raised got... me.
Yes, I know who raised you. Absolutely.
Look at me. Oh, no, no.
And he's so sweet. He will, too. He'll come home from building the fence, and he'll come rub my feet. It's so sweet.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Love him. He's the best thing in the world.
Well, it's not like we're sitting around eating bonbons.
Oh, no.
You know, it's no, like a different sure they, type of work.
Yeah,
that
their,
women...
their clothes are clean. They have what they
he
need.
Has
their
nice
bills
clothes.
Are paid. And
that's what, right.
Yeah, I mean, you make sure
he
all
has
that's...
A, he has
we do our part,
three full-course meals.
But you just can't throw too much of a treat out there for them because right. then they
extras.
Get spoiled.
Not
no.
to start.
No, uh-uh.
Well, and men do like to chase.
They do.
Typically. This one guy, because he was saying something, he was younger, but he was saying something about... I don't remember what it was, but he says, so you like to be chased. I said, what woman doesn't like to be chased? You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, you're never going to get anybody like to do that for you here, babe. You know, when men just don't do that anymore.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, you're obviously not the one I want.
Obviously
know?
Not.
But it was so? Like, yeah, I'm just, I don't know. I think there's all different types. I think,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there is.
And so.
You just, yeah, got to find one you can put up with.
Yeah, one you can put up with. It's not that bad.
So well, I think nowadays a lot of people get tired of chasing, so you just gotta throw it in sometimes and surprise them and be like, oh, and fall all over them. But then the next day, let them chase again.
You know what? I just want a man.
Gotta give in a little bit.
I just want a man.
At this age, it's a lot about.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like I feel like for me, my definition of a man isn't. It's like it's not a scorecard. There's no scorecard. It's mm-hmm. like this is how I behave because I'm a man, just like I behave this way because I'm a woman, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't want to... I remember my mom telling me, make sure you fall in love with somebody that is more in love with you than you are them.
That's right.
No. I don't want to be that way.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to be that
really?
Way.
Both of us, yes.
That's right. I don't want to be that really? Way because I feel like if that's... It's a game then. It's
well,
I don't know
really.
How to describe it. But and I don't want to think in those terms. I just want it for us to be and to have the mutual respect of the give and the take, you know? Cuz huh. sometimes you're going to give more, sometimes they are.
All right. Corey wasn't equal.
Look at me.
She's like, "Yeah."
Me and Corey looked each other equally and it ended in hell.
Huh.
We did. We were the
huh.
same.
Huh.
With Danny. Danny loved me more and with Adam. Adam loved me more. And it's nice. It's working.
Yeah.
It worked. Danny worked. I was kind of young and stupid at that point in time, and I regret a lot of things, but here we are, and I don't regret anything now. So, my mind. I'm a certain person. I act a certain way, and people know this before they come along because I make it very known. So, if you don't like that, keep on walking. So, that's how I feel about that. He knows how crazy I am. He knows where my mindset's at, and he's still here. So,
let's come back full circle to motherhood. Mm-hmm. And how difficult it is. And I think the thing, because the show is called Loving the F, the Forbidden, it's redefining the forbidden. I think it's forbidden as women to say it sucks being a mom sometimes, that
yes.
it's hard work, that it's, I think that there is more hard work than there are glorious moments of like where you're like, oh
yeah,
I'm so glad that I did
when
this.
They're asleep, it's pretty angelic. Other than
if they're asleep.
When they're asleep, they look like little angels.
They feel so bad.
Yeah.
That's how it's
the guilt.
Been
there's always the a guilt trip. Yeah.
But it's only when they're asleep, because when they're awake, it just happens all over again.
Yeah.
And they go back to sleep.
They open their mouths. It's just
they go
amazing.
Back to sleep, and you're just like, oh my God, I love them so much. How could I ever tell them no, or, you know, not give them the candy bar before they went to bed? They should have had that. They would have loved that. And then it's the next night and they want the candy bar again. Absolutely not. You cannot have a candy bar.
Well, that's because they've been jumping around like
I'm like, absolutely not. You cannot have a candy bar. Go to bed.
Crazy kids on crack because they won't settle down. They're wound up like a baseball.
Braden just now, he was laying on the floor with his eyes in the back of his head, slapping the floor. I was like, what are you on?
He's so delirious.
I asked him, I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know. No. Oh, of course you don't.
I know, he'll tell me that too. I'm like, Braden, I need you to sit still. I can't. Nana, I just can't.
Oh, the poor thing.
That's sad, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's no perfect parent. There's no perfect answer, and every child's different.
Yeah.
What works with one doesn't work with the other. Mm-mm. It's all experience, and it is harder.
Sometimes nothing works at all.
It's just,
sometimes it's just a hang in there, you know? Just holding on and waiting till you ride it through. Man. That's the best you can do sometimes.
It's the best you can do. You do the best you can. You know, and what we have to offer is so much different than what the male partners usually, not always, but usually. I just feel like, you know, moms, we're here through no matter what. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I completely agree.
I mean, I don't care, and all my kids and my stepkids, no, I don't care where you're at or what you've done. If it really comes down to it and you really need somebody, they know I will rowboat to China for you if I have to.
She gonna wring your neck when she gets there.
Yes, I will. But I will rowboat to China, and I will bitch about every one of those rows. But I will get there, and I will get you, and I will get you home.
Yeah.
Now, on the male side, in my personal experience,
not always like that.
It would be, well, sorry for your luck. It's kind of too bad you made that choice. I guess you better figure out how to get your ass home. Whereas I'm like, oh no, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
See, with me growing up, it was different because my mom's the one that left. And so my dad came home every day at 5, made sure we had the things. He was not warm and fuzzy at all. And just like you did not ask him for anything because he was not warm and fuzzy dad. But he was solid. If he said yes, he meant yes. If he said no, he meant no. And you knew it. So that created a sense of security for me, whereas with my mother, my abandonment issues stem from her. And so I didn't have that. I know she loves me, but it's not the same as growing up as a woman. You know, I hated my dad for so long because he was so hard. You know, he was former military, grew up during the Depression, hardworking, and you don't know what pain is. You don't know what hard work is, you know?
You had to suffer like I
have. And so it's a different type of thing. But as an adult woman, when I realized, he showed me how he loved me by being there, by staying. Yeah. He didn't even date. But once we were all 18, it was over. It's like, you're grown, you're done. It's like, we got a jacuzzi in the backyard, and it'd be like, I'm having friends over, don't come in the backyard. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
That's how Joey was. Joey said yes to everything.
Yeah.
I've never, 23 years, and the man has never told me no.
Wow.
And it's crazy because I've always still been scared to ask him, knowing that he wouldn't say no to my face, because he'll go around and he'll go gripe at her because he had to tell me yes because he felt like he could never tell me no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would
but then
do,
he griped at me. You need
but
to tell
But he'd do anything. He would answer the phone, first call. He would be there if you needed him. You needed him at the school. You wrecked into a house. It didn't matter. He was there. He was, I could
And then you call mom. She cusses you out. She finally gets there.
He was the ideal dad growing up. No doubt. He was the coach to all of
soccer
sports.
Teams,
soccer, softball, volleyball, softball games. He'd be the one sitting right behind the catcher's mound. I mean, like, he, no matter what, was just 100% always there. You on
That's
the other
awesome.
Hand.
I was at all your stuff.
You were, but you were nuts.
I don't play sports. I used to cheer you on like nobody's business.
I know, and he'd come, and I was like 12 years old, and he'd have like monster, the energy drinks just poured in our coolers, and she'd be freaking out about it, and he'd be doping me and Tammy up on Monster.
I hated that stuff. He knew better than that. I mean, who does that?
Not me. I don't even drink Monster.
Okay, yeah, and it was always, he's also the kind of dad where I go, okay, I'm going to go to a Mary Kay thing, and you're going to take the kids to a movie. That means I want you to take them to a movie that is
appropriate for
them. He told her we went and saw Nanny McPhee, and he took us to see Ghost Rider.
Oh!
And I was livid. I'm like, is that the thing that bursts in flames and turns into some kind of demon thing?
Oh, yes. My God. She was Nicolas Cage. So mad.
I was so mad.
Oh, God. Because, you know,
that is funny.
We weren't allowed to watch anything like
no,
that.
No, you weren't.
No, we couldn't watch.
For a reason.
No
you
Harry
were
Potter, no Pokemon.
Hey,
definitely
yeah.
Scary
oh,
movies.
My gosh. We were talking about that the other day, how no Pokemon because they
oh,
were
no.
evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were so religious.
Yes.
That's the other thing
and
that's changed
buys
between
Pokemon
us.
And now she buys Pokemon so much.
I bought him a $20 pack of Pokemon today. Did you see his new GX card?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. He's so happy.
You used to invite Jehovah's Witness and Mormon missionaries into your home and try to convert them.
Just to argue with them.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It was so, I know. I'd buy books that said, how to, whatever. It was kind of like a how to argue with a Jehovah's Witness. And I'd sit and read it, and I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. Then that girl would come over. I just loved, she'd come over. I was like, oh, come on in. Joe would be like, what are you doing? Oh, they need to come in.
Yep. And now we're just like, because I was this good Mormon girl and you were this good born-again Christian girl
yep.
and or woman, I yeah. should say. And we just kind of walked
yeah.
away from all that. It's
I
funny
did.
Because we didn't do that together. We were,
no,
I was
very
living
far
in Utah
apart.
And we hadn't talked in several years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we kind of, with Facebook, once
That's
every
it.
Blue moon
but
reached
still
out.
Always,
but,
yeah, but you've still always been my best friend.
Yeah.
And then you show back up years
yep.
later and we sit and have dinner for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like we never even stopped.
Yeah, no. And so in that separation, both of us are kind of going through that same thing, the separate,
mm-hmm.
walking away from religion and all those things that we were holding so tight to.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really crazy. That's interesting to me that we both came here because I'm like, I don't know how she's going to respond when I tell her.
And then
how
I'm all
I feel,
like, yeah,
and you're
I'm,
like,
I'm over it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much corruption, and how could that possibly be the true only one religion, or this,
yeah.
that, or the other one? There's so much corruption in it. It's so...
And when you're young, and you have these young children, it's like you want so much to raise them right.
You
want you them to have the best chance at
well,
having a great
telling
life.
You, their spiritual life is in your hands, and, you know, if you don't do this, and this, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not only putting your spiritual life in there, you're putting your children's life, you know, in,
yeah.
in so you're like, well, hell, okay, it's
yeah.
one thing to condemn myself to hell, but now I can't condemn my children.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole different level of things.
Yeah.
But now that you grow up and you realize, what a crock of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not saying there's not
yeah, no.
A
it's
God
just that,
or a leading being or whatever you want to call it
yeah.
that's in control of things. But, you know, all this control, these religions,
mm-hmm.
they each
yeah.
have their own version of the box. There just shouldn't even be a box.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Should just be the best person that you
that's
can be.
That's exactly
be
it.
Kind to others.
Yeah. Common sense.
Yeah.
Things that we're all already given, we all have.
But yeah.
Well, that was interesting that Ashley decided to join in.
Yeah, I know. That was great. And confess.
She took my car.
She took your Camaro.
I got a little.
You handled it really well.
I started getting hives a little bit.
I know.
But I was like, okay. All right, the car's gone. That's okay. Yeah, I was pretty picky.
Yep.
That was a fast car, too.
Oh, my goodness. She must have had a blast driving
it. I guess so. It didn't come back with any dents, or I'd have known.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You know, if you were like my dad, you would have been reading the mileage.
I probably didn't think of that, though with her, I should have.
Yeah.
She was that one.
Yeah.
She was that one.
She was, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were underwear in the backyard. They were men's. I'm not sure whose, but there was some damn underwear in the backyard.
Well, you know.
Yeah, when you come home and you go, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Joey? No, I ain't mine. Ashley? What have you done?
What have you been doing?
It wasn't me. Of course not. It's the
That's
crazy
so funny.
Forest elves, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So we've got to come up with our new thing. It's not going to be Mary Kay.
Nope.
We're going to get matching tattoos.
Yes, we are.
And we have no idea what our new thing is going to
be.
It's not going to be having wine in every capital of the state.
I don't know. I still think that was a pretty good idea.
I think that would be a fun side thing to do, but that's not... You're going to run out of states.
Okay. Well, it could take a while.
Yeah.
Especially with this COVID thing, for the love of
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
We can't even leave our city.
I've gained 15 pounds since COVID.
I've gained 4, but...
You've only gained 4?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But...
Well... In all fairness, I got back to Texas, and I've been eating Bluebell ice cream like it's gone out of style. So...
They don't have that in Utah?
No.
What do y'all eat?
Dreyer's. Häagen-Dazs. They have some local ice cream, but it's not... Bluebell. I know. Bluebell ice cream is, like, amazing.
It is like homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
It has real milk and eggs and real ice cream.
Yeah. It's delicious.
So creamy and yummy. Yeah, a lot of that other stuff tastes gummy or something. I don't know. It's just bleh.
Yep. Well, any last... Oh!
What?
You don't know about the question that I ask at the end of my interviews.
Oh, Lord.
So, what did you used to believe was forbidden in your life that now you enjoy?
Something that I used to think was forbidden that now I enjoy. Ooh.
Mm. I know, it's good.
Well, this is going to be on public radio. I have to find something that, let me see.
No, it'll be on public podcast.
Public podcast, yeah.
One day, maybe public radio, but not right now.
Podcast, but yeah. What did I used to think was forbidden? I don't know.
Well,
I'm having a hard time with that.
Pokemon cards?
The Pokemon cards is one. You're right. That was totally...
Not going to church on Sundays?
That was totally... The Pokemon card was an even bigger thing. That was
it?
So... Oh, yes. My kids couldn't watch it. They didn't have it. They didn't know anything about it. And now...
So the forbidden thing would be making your own terms and your own rules in your life.
Yeah, realizing... And like Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My children never trick-or-treated.
I did not
celebrate Halloween whatsoever. We would go to the church, and they had Hallelujah Night, and I would let them dress up, but it was always in something appropriate and nothing spooky or creepy or whatever, and we would go there. But the kids never dressed up and trick-or-treated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took... Last year was the first time I've been trick-or-treating. I took Brayden.
Oh, wow.
There was a bunch of neighbors coming down the street, and Brayden had on his little dinosaur costume. And I went out with him to go with them, and I said, can we join y'all? And this one lady said, yes. And I said, well, I've never done this, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was like, you've never? I said, no, I've never.
Wow.
I've never done this, and I'm 50 years old.
Even as a kid, you didn't trick or treat?
No.
Oh, so you grew up that way.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not really sure what we're doing. So I kind of just hung out with them, and they'd go, the parents would all stay in the road, and they'd let the kids run up to the door. Well, that kind of made me paranoid. I don't know why, because there was enough kids. So I would still kind of walk up to the door. I'm like 2 feet away from Brayden. He's in an arm's length all the time because I'm scared to death. I'm thinking, oh, somebody's going to snatch him up and yank him in a house, and some evil spirit's going to grab him. I don't know. But, yeah, but we ended up having a great time. Walked all through the neighborhood and back around. But yeah, that was something that was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why I always thought it was so evil.
Yeah.
It was candy.
Yeah. That, you know, the best place that I ever been trick-or-treating was in Park City. We were going in this neighborhood, and the parents had Jell-O shots for the other parents.
Oh, now that's awesome.
Yeah. That was fun.
I bet.
Yeah. We should do that at your house.
Oh, my God, yes, because I'm telling you, this is the neighborhood. Like, people literally come from all in town, and they come. There'll be cars parked up and down the roads. There'll be trucks pulling flatbed trailers full of kids.
And their parents will be bringing, let's go back.
Let's go back.
The Petch's house.
Yeah. We need to go back. That's true. But yeah, I think a lot of it, that you're right. That's probably some big stuff that I did for years think was something that was forbidden forever.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, what? What was the big deal about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took it all way too seriously. I put too much meaning behind every little bitty thing, and you just need to roll with it.
Yeah. Not sweat it.
Yeah. Life's too short.
Well, I love you.
I love you
more.
I am
so glad that I am back and that we're hanging out and spending this 4th of July together.
I am too.
And more. It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. Yeah. We're going to have podcasts on the road.
Okay.
Listen,
good.
People, there's more of this stuff to come. You have no idea.
And who knows what confessions we'll get out of our children in the process.
No joke. I would be highly disappointed if Abby came up with something like that. Her? If the other one, she's my good one. Or at least that's the fantasy I have in my head. So she needs to keep that little rolling. Because, I used to tell Abby all the time, I'm like, see, do you see what your sister does to me? Do you enjoy having a mother? Do you like, yes, Mama. Because if you do what she does, I will die and you will not have a mother.
Oh, my gosh. You're horrible.
And she'd be like, oh, I won't do none of that, Mama. Good. Because I can't live through two of it. Two of you. Nope. Can't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to have it. So, Abby's always been my good one. Of course, I used to threaten to die over it. But,
That's all it takes. Now she'll just say, get over it, Mom.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, Mom.
Are we back to that again?
Whatever.
Yeah.
My mom's doing it. Whatever.
Mama.
She's a hot mess.
Rue started doing that in the car today, and I'm like, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah. Don't even. Oh, my God, I love it.
Oh,
okay.
You've been listening to Loving the F. I'm Melissa Allison, and I hope you'll join me again next week.